With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrat Tom Suozzi wins a special election in New York for the U.S. House seat that was left vacant when Republican George Santos was expelled from Congress. Suozzi defeated Republican Mazie Pillup to retake a seat that he held for three terms before giving it up to run unsuccessfully for governor. The victory narrows the slim Republican majority in the House, gives Democrats a much-needed win in New York's Long Island suburbs, where the GOP showed surprising strength in recent elections. On the campaign trail, Suozzi leaned into the same issues Republicans addressed. Born in Ethiopia, Pillup was part of a community of Black Orthodox Jews who were airlifted to Israel to escape civil war and famine in 1991. Pillup later served in Israel's defense forces. Again, Democrat Tom Suozzi has won the special election to fill the seat of George Santos. Also at SRNnews.com, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached by Republicans in a historic House vote after failing last week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise was back in Washington after receiving cancer treatments, giving Republicans the necessary votes to overcome their razor-thin majority. Senate Republicans throw their support behind Carrie Lake in the Arizona Senate race. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
Senator Steve Daines, who heads up the Senate's GOP campaign arm for 2024, calls Lake one of the most talented candidates in the country, one who, in his words, has what it takes to flip Arizona's Senate seat in November. She'll be joined on the campaign trail later this month in Arizona by the Senate's number three Republican, John Barrasso. The Democrat campaign committee mocked the GOP's support for Lake, calling her, quote, the perfect candidate to lose the race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he'll send more National Guard soldiers to Texas to control illegal crossings on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is SRN News. Transgender forces are forming an alliance.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia lawmakers are considering a piece of legislation that would establish that a person's sex is determined at birth and that cannot be changed. Also establish that certain single-sex environments like athletics, locker rooms, and bathrooms are not discriminatory. The bill is pending in the GOP Supermajority House of Delegates. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice strongly backed the bill at a gathering shortly before its introduction last month. This is SRN News. In Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral coming back to life.
Scaffolding that shrouded the top of Notre Dame Cathedral following a devastating fire in April 2019 is being removed, marking a milestone in its reconstruction. The partial removal of the shell at the edifice's summit this month is revealing the cathedral's new spire for the first time, adorned with a golden rooster and cross, in a glimpse of its expected appearance upon completion. There's been anticipation among Paris residents as Notre Dame is on track to reopen December 8th. Keith Peters reporting.
William Bill Post, the man often credited as the inventor of the Pop-Tart, has died at the age of 96. While a Keebler plant manager in the 60s, Post was approached by Kellogg's executives, asked to create a breakfast food for a toaster. Early versions of the item were developed by Post and a team of co-workers, the final product becoming the Pop-Tart. More details at SRNnews.com.